You might not be called upon to fight an enemy. You might not be called upon to rush a cockpit. But 40 days from today, you will be called upon to choose the leadership for our country. I'm going to say something I've never said before. I've been elected over 20 times, over two decades. Every time there's an election, somebody always gets up and says, this is the most important election we've ever had. I've never said that. I always knew I was going to run in two more years, and maybe that would be the most important. What I'm going to say to you, I say from the bottom of my heart, and I've never said it before. I believe that this election is the most important election in our lifetime and will determine the course of America throughout the rest of your lifetime and your children's. We, since 1947, since the end of World War II, the leadership of the free world has been thrust upon us. A nation didn't ask for it, didn't like it, didn't want to pay for it, but it's ours. And up until this last 1990s, we handled it pretty well. Until now, we are in a war with people who have declared war on us some 20 years ago, and they're coming at us whether we like it or not. We tried to kick this can down the road thinking they would leave us alone, but they're not. And the question is only this. Are we going to fight this battle in Boston or Baghdad? Now, some people are going to try to convince you over this next month, oh, we can just, I don't know what they're going to say because it doesn't make any sense. The fact is that we have virtually every responsible nation on earth standing with us. We don't have the French. That's why I said responsible. Here's the point. The Prime Minister of Australia is as fine a man as ever walked. He's standing right firmly with us. He's up for election this next week, and the sister of John Kerry is down there campaigning against his lack of wisdom in siding with the United States and the side of freedom. Now, he doesn't need anybody to defend him because he's sharp as a rock, and he's taking him on. But nevertheless, if the United States of America, Australia's lost several, Poland lost 13 soldiers the other day, if those nations that are standing with us, which I repeat are over 40 nations, which when you remember in World War II, the group was very small. So it's not the number of people involved, it's the righteousness and character of the people doing it. And we have an infinitely larger coalition now than we had there back then. If you and I, who have enjoined this race and this battle that they've come on to fight with us, if we renege now, and we leave Tony Blair, Prime Minister of Great Britain, standing there bare naked when everybody says, yeah, look, you thought it was so great to stand for freedom with the United States. Even those people threw their commander-in-chief overboard. You were an idiot. You're out of here, too. Those nations that stood with us, those governments will fall, and never again in your lifetime or mine or your children's will the United States, when under attack, call for help, will anybody stand with us. Why? Because you and I chose to overthrow those that stood with us and ignore them and say, everything is too tough. I don't want to do it this right now. Therefore, this election is vitally, vitally important. And the impact that you can have on this state is greater than any group with whom I could associate this weekend. You hold in your hands far more power than you have any idea. And if you, on election day, will make sure that you vote, and everybody that you know votes, then you will have done what God called upon you to do. And history will not look back at this moment and say, you missed it, you missed it, you missed it, you missed it. Just as they looked in 93 and 95 and 98, but in 2004, we didn't miss it. We stood up for freedom, and our consequence of the future was turned towards liberty and opportunity and not tyranny and death. God bless.